Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
We are on day 8 of this occupation. Our city is under siege. This group is emboldened by the lack of enforcement by every level of government. They are terrorizing our residents, torturing them with incessant honking, threatening them and preventing them from leading their lives. People cannot go to work or open their businesses. They cannot sleep, walk, shop, go to medical appointments, or enjoy their neighborhood. This group...
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is the Ottawa City Council that last week called for the $11 million in GoFundMe to be taken and given to leftist causes, and they announced that. They said, we'll decide who to give it to, and stole the money. So there was a huge backlash and calls for criminal investigations by Governor DeSantis and others. And now they said, well, we might give some people the money back. This is incredible. This is the left always pushing the boundaries, always seeing what they can do. But coming up, the bottom of the hour, I'm going to really focus in on what's happening with these amazing trucker convoys all over the world and why these are so important, but also how I think the globalists are going to try to turn this great event against us. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But the big issue here is that the truckers and their horns are, ladies and gentlemen, the sound of freedom. You hear that eerie sound, it's not when they find the obelisk on the moon in 2001 Space Odyssey. No, it's not a high-tech version of Flight of the Valkyries. It is the very eerie sound of tens of thousands of trucks and cars honking their horns 24 hours a day. In the capital of the seized nation under globalist control, Canada. It's a beautiful example of nonviolent resistance and solidarity, and so that's why they're calling them terrorists. They're not letting us sleep. They're not letting us work. They're taking our lives over. This is what the bureaucrats have done to the people 2 years under martial law, under Klaus Schwab's control, with the prime minister saying, I want to be a dictator. We're getting rid of your basic rights. You did have rights. We're taking them away. These are quotes. I want a basic dictatorship like China, Xi Jinping. We're taking away your rights. Yes, you had these rights. We're taking them away. Your views are not acceptable, and you're not allowed to hold them. Those are quotes. People are like, why is he like a cartoon character of a little spoiled rotten dictator? Because he is a little spoiled rotten dictator. He didn't win that last snap election. He almost lost control of the parliament despite all the election fraud. The people absolutely hate his guts. There's footage of convoys going into the border there at Canada and the United States from the U.S. side. Again, this is ongoing now into day 10. And they're now calling them terrorists, and the police are now arresting people that they give, quote, material support, like it's the Patriot Act or terrorism. They have the same similar draconian laws there. And so we're going to arrest anyone giving material support. And what are they calling it? Gasoline. If you're seen gassing up your vehicle, you're being arrested. There is no law in the books. They're just calling it a weapon of terror. Oh, we're not the left burning everything down. We're not trying to shut down society like Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. It's an incredible time to be alive, but that's not our top story. Our top story is when we come back, and it deals with Russia, and it deals with war, and it deals with the fact that when you get so close to a problem like I am, you really forget how important it is to have this intelligence. And I kind of sometimes dial it back because it sounds like bragging. It's not. If you go back 6 months ago, we need to find it. Maybe the archivist can find it. I did several shows where I said that I've talked to people at the top of the food chain and they said by January, February, there will be war with Russia. That sounded crazy 6 months ago, but here we are. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, use it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Mainstream media, government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That eerie sound. Thousands of trucks and other vehicles, the capital of the besieged nation of Canada under Klaus Schwab, UN control. That eerie sound is the sound of warning to the establishment, warning to the occupiers. It is the people of Canada that do not want to live under tyranny, just as the people of nations in Africa, nations in Latin America, and Asia and Europe and Russia want to live in prosperity and freedom, not in the post-industrial New World Order. All right, here's where I want to start today. We've got particularly important news as the world becomes crazier as we head towards the satanic singularity here, but a lot of big news here today, obviously. But I just was thinking before the show, about 30 minutes ago, what do I want to cover first? What's the most important thing? And obviously, imminent war with Russia is. We're just calmly sitting around talking about it like it's the price of potatoes or something at the store. But it's very, very serious, and it's got a lot of ramifications. And I've done a lot of in-depth studying on it, know exactly what's going on. But then I remember 6 months ago, I did whole shows 6 months ago, and then again about 4 months ago. It was back in October and then November and December, but and August was the first time, though, that I talked to folks that are high level in the Senate, and then I talked separately to folks that are very high up at the highest levels of the corporate international scientific world. And then I learned from a very well-known prominent person who's good friends with richest man in the world, that on paper, and heard the same thing that he just heard from him. And so that's when I started really thinking about going on there and talking about it. And then I made some more calls to people that are managerial level, but also need to know, in the Pentagon, on the ground folks. And they said, you got good information. They told the military 6 months ago that in January or February, the United States will have a provocation and will start a official wide-scale in-theater proxy war with Russia. And I came on here and I told you that. Didn't just pull that out of my rear end. But telling people something like that is not something that's fun to tell you. I've got children. You've got children, or you've got family you love. You've got businesses. You like living, right? I am beyond mad at the power structure in this country and the world. These are mentally ill power addicts who need to be in rubber rooms, not running things. And that's why I'm just over everything. I mean, I've already seen the top of Hollywood. There's nothing up there. It sucks. I've already seen the top of media, top of podcasting. That's where it all is, because that's where the people are. But I've seen the top of that. And I've seen the top of the government. I haven't sat down with Prince Charles or Klaus Schwab, but, I mean, I've sat down with the people that work directly under him. And, you know, they offered me to go join them. And I could see where they're going, and I'm like, no, thank you. So it's very important for all of us to declare we don't want to be part of the New World Order. We don't want to be part of the transhumanism. We don't want to be part of the whole satanic system and where our sacrament and communion is taking these poison shots. But at the same time, not be enemies of these people, because they are our enemies. When I say that, it's a very important distinction. We do this for the love of our children, the love of justice, and the love of life, and the love of God's creation that God gave us this planet. Most importantly, our love of God. We can't fight these people because we hate them and really get down on their level. And I say that for someone who has really burned myself up and hurt myself with hate. It's a very powerful engine of driving, and I can flick it on anytime I need to, but it's like the ring of Mordor. It's not good. Love is the real long-distance winner that's going to get us out of this. And so I'll just say this to everybody. 99.99999% of us are going to be hurt by the New World Order. You can work for it. You can pretend you're part of it. You'll statistically be destroyed more often than those of us that don't serve it. Because selling out up until this point has gotten people money and power. But we're down to the end game now. And so anyone serving evil, anyone going along with the globalist has a suicidal death wish. Of course, Joe Rogan, 3.5 years ago, flipped over to our side when he saw really how evil the globalists are. It was inevitable, and I said it was. Of course Tucker Carlson came over completely to our side. Of course, because they're not psychotics that want to destroy their families. And so to the bureaucrats and the academics and the military and the Justice Department and the corporate leaders and the clergy, you can pretend you're with the power structure, mimicking the talking points that come out of ABC News and CNN, but almost everyone knows it's lies and fraud and bad. And so everybody should just stop pretending and stop it. Because these globalists trick us with people like Trump, and I'm not saying Trump's overall bad, but by bringing him in, making the left hate him, to get the left to do things as a general public they would never go along with. And then now we get so mad at the left, when the right wing gets in power, it will then do things to stop them. And in the end of the day, all of our liberties are gone. All of our freedoms are gone, and wars of global domination take place. Because make no mistake, they're not setting up censorship systems and AI control grids and kill switches everywhere because they want to take Alex Jones off the air, Joe Rogan off the air. They want to take everybody off the air. You will only get prescribed communications in the system that's coming. You're not going to get the open free internet anymore under the nuclear war plan, under the biological weapon plan. And those are just two of the plans. Then they've also got the giant cyber attack they're going to blame on Russia or patriot groups that are already pre-planning and preparing the minds out there with that information. So I love my family, and I love all of you. And I just need to tell you that you need to get ready for absolute hell on earth. Okay? My gut feels it. My intellect knows it. And it's helped me grow up a lot, too. And really get my mind clear about how things work and what's going on. And I am just overwhelmed with a sense of real sadness and a sense of failure. People say, don't you feel great? Everybody says you're right. Oh, my God, you're like, you know, super popular more than ever now. Oh, boy, you're successful. I'm successfully telling people that horrible stuff's about to happen, and then it does? I told you all this to try to stop it. And if you don't feel the grave danger in your heart, it's not a feeling of fear. It's a feeling of get ready. It's a feeling of get your ass squared away. It's a feeling of doom. And the globalists get off on the feeling of doom. They love it. It's what they get off on doing bad things. They get off on hurting people. They get off on raw, destructive exercise of power. And if we let the psychotic crazies and the arrogant narcissists and that collection of criminals that run the State Department, the CIA, and the Justice Department do this, then it's our fault. But this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why do you think the big billionaires knew about this 6 months ago? Because they're all prepositioned. And the decision has been made to have brinksmanship with Putin and accelerate a proxy war that they plan to have go regional or even worldwide. And so that's the news on that front. We got a bunch of it right here. But this is bad, 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 bad. And when you look at the disconnected, crazy, super geriatric losers that have hijacked and run this country in the ground, they're just out of their minds. I mean, Soros is a big part of this. He can hardly talk. And that guy's still giving orders and still commanding troops in the field against us and Russia and everybody else. And you just think about that, okay? We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. This is the future of humanity. This is the fight against evil.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Follow your gut. And as you get older, you learn to follow that gut. And then everything becomes even more clear. And my gut tells me we're in a lot of trouble. And you've just got to learn with your spirit to not pick things that aren't the source of your anxiety and your concern, and learn to actually hone in on what it is. Because the enemy's very sophisticated. They'll put out like, oh, there's terrorists everywhere. There's racists everywhere. There's bad people that want to hurt you everywhere, because the globalists are, and they're bad. They're anti-human. So your subconscious knows that they're child molesting, murdering criminals. Your subconscious is really freaked out. They're starting wars. They're poisoning people. They're killing people in mass. Heart attacks are exploding everywhere. And so you subconsciously, your brain's picking up these millions of pieces of data, billions of pieces of data over the weeks and months and years, and integrating, and it's hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious brain. And your conscious brain is getting messages from the subconscious saying, man, we're in danger. And then there's the spirit that's able to navigate and discern that. So it's that brain-soul interface that's going on. And I don't come on the air and tell you that they're going to launch giant cyber attacks and turn the power off a week, a month, 6 months, to totally break down society. I don't just tell you that because I want to scare you. The enemy loves to brag in front of their minions. Thinly veiled battle plans. I mean, Schwab starts smiling and wiggling in his seat. There's going to be a deadly virus, and we ever take everyone's rights away when it comes. I mean, this is like 3 years ago, a year before it happened. And now he's all over the place saying, cyber attack is imminent, and it will make the COVID look like nothing. And he starts smiling like Bill Gates does. I mean, that's how dumb they think we are. And so a man has to balance things. And the reason, and I'm telling you this, you understand where I'm coming from, because I know you're going through this thing. And I want to help you navigate that. I want to help myself navigate it. We need to talk this through. So you're just like me. Dialed in, but still trying to decipher all this incredible information. As a man, at a flesh level, with these instincts, I would sell everything I had and buy an off-the-grid log cabin in the middle of nowhere, as far away from populations as I could, and as far away from nuclear strike zones. And I had guests on 10 years ago telling you this, and Phil Skousen said by the 2025, he thinks that's when the West will look, act like it's weak, and then push China and Russia into an attack on the U.S. And now, just as Phil Skousen said, that's all being announced. I mean, this is a very evil, long-term strategic plan, and Phil Skousen has extreme discernment as well, and knows what he's talking about. Former Marine Corps aviator, Marine Corps officer, the whole nine yards. Family was high-level FBI back when it knew about the conspiracy and was fighting it at certain levels. And we got to get Joel Skousen, by the way, back on, because, I mean, he laid it all out 20-something years ago on my show. Not 10, hell. So at a certain level, I'm constantly like, get out of here. Get out of Austin. Get out. Go get your family. Get out. And then I want to even reach out to my ex-wife and people and say, I don't want to fight with you. I'm not your enemy. Don't you understand? The whole New World Order is here. It's all going down. And people need to just come together and defend each other and not fight with each other as they've trained us to do. But this is such a dangerous time. I mean, I look at my so-called enemies, and like the people that attack me, the Democratic Party lawyers and people, and they're just such children. And they believe they're making a name for themselves, that they're on a winning team, and they have no idea we're on a sinking ship together. And I'm worried about what we're going to do once we hit the icy water, because there's not enough lifeboats. And they don't even know, because they're in a trance, folks. And you can't even get to them. If you try to talk to these people, they think it's a trick, because they don't have anything genuine in them. They believe I'm given scripts and that I'm told everything. You know, the Justice Department, all of them are like, and the commission, tell us who gives you your orders. Tell us who's in command. Because they're all minions. They cannot believe that I'm not getting orders. They cannot believe that Joe Rogan is not getting orders from somebody. So they tap our phones, and then they find out the truth. No one's giving us orders, and they get even more scared. You know who's giving us orders? Our children, their survival, their future. That you people, all you crazy lawyers that are so smart you've convinced yourselves to throw your morals away. Like morals are weak and stupid rules you shouldn't follow. When those rules are put in there as guardrails so we don't kill each other. And now we've got nuclear and biological weapons and stuff way worse than that. And it's all starting to go down. And you can't feel the death. If you don't understand how serious this is, and how we're being targeted along with the Russians and everybody else by this multinational system. If you can't understand that, then I can't help you. But I am physically nauseous right now over this. And I'm just being completely real with you, folks. Completely real with you that I'm sitting here at my post. I'm sitting here covering this. I'm sitting there doing this. And every bone in my body is saying, get out. Get out. Danger. 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 Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. And then I read the news. You know how sick it is? They got billboards all over Europe, all over the U.S. that they had pre-ordered before they ever gave the shots saying heart attacks are now normal in children. Heart attacks are now quite normal. And I have stacks of articles in the U.K. and here, over a million extra heart attacks they admit in the last year here, and 300,000 extra in the U.K. And they're like, it's normal now. The stress of the virus made you have a heart attack. No, the lock. Even if you believe that the lockdowns caused anxiety, yes, some of it was caused by that. But the inserts on the damn shots now admit it causes this. It was on the frickin' CDC documents 3 months before they rolled the damn shots out in October of 2020. Why is anyone going along with this suicide pact? I've got a stack of articles where there's buses and trains and TV ads. It's already been going on for 6-7 months. They're everywhere now. It's normal to have a heart attack. It's normal for all the soccer players to have heart attacks. It's normal for everybody to fall down and die. I got like 6-7 articles a day of new people dropping dead young athletes, 18, 24 years old. And the articles say nothing about the fact that you go look on their Instagram. I'm triple jab. I mean, it's insane. Oh, suddenly women are having heart attacks at the rate of men. It's never happened before. What's going on? I mean, come on. It's like, well, you need to be a pathologist to know that if you put a 357 Magnum to your head and pull the trigger, it's going to blow your brains out. I don't need to be a pathologist to sit there and watch people take the shot and have heart attacks and die. And then I've got the statistics, and I've had pathologists on. And these people think they're cute. They think they're powerful. You look at these little followers. They think by getting on board with this, they're getting ahead. They're not. They're stepping into slavery, into mass Stockholm syndrome. Meanwhile, childless Ottawa mayor says it's disturbing to see kids in bouncy castles having fun at protest. My God. I've also got some big Joe Rogan news. I hung out with him, gosh, 5 or 6 hours last night. I've never seen Joe so on fire. I mean, I've never seen anybody like this. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, he's like Skeletor meets He-Man or something. And man, bouncing off the walls with energy. Wow, talk about in the zeitgeist. Joe Rogan is the zeitgeist. I'll tell you about that. A lot of good stuff. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours. Our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Machines laying on their horns, creating that eerie warning to the tyrants of the Bilderberg Group, of the Davos Group, of the UN, that have Canada caught in the grips of martial law, siege. What an incredible time to be alive. I want to play a clip here of the city council members saying that people protesting are terrorists, that they're horrible, that they are the worst people ever, and labeling them, quote, insurrectionist. And the police are now arresting people who have gasoline, putting it in their vehicles, saying that that is aiding and abetting material support to terrorists. That's in the news. Of course, obviously, the government doing that are the terrorists. The people have been incredibly peaceful. But leftist provocateurs are going out, as usual, and throwing themselves onto the hoods of vehicles. We've all seen in the NBA when somebody does a fake foul. You barely touch them, and then they just fall down. Well, this is the worst acting. I mean, a six-year-old in a first-grade play could do a better falling down than this. It's unbelievable. And they're doing it all over. And the news doesn't show it. They just say, well, there's now right-wingers running over people. Meanwhile, four people are still in the hospital with broken bones from actually being run over on purpose by a person screaming at them on Friday evening. But that's okay. Again, like when Apple runs death camps in China with Uyghurs, Tim Cook's skinny, rides a bike, and has a turtleneck. So it's like, well, I mean, he's got a turtleneck. I mean, you know, he's not an alpha male. He just runs death camps. So that's how this works. So when they actually run over people for real, oh, it's good, it's liberal, it's loving. You know, it's broken bones, broken ankles, you know, broken arms. That's no big deal. But it's terror when the left walks up and bumps into your car. Hell, guys, pull up the video of our armored vehicle. People ask, why'd you get an armored vehicle? Well, we knew Antifa was going to go crazy 3 years ago, predicted going into the elections. So we went all over the country, and all over the country, they smashed the windows out with hammers and through park benches, I mean, trash cans, you name it, at us, stabbed the tires. I mean, just all sorts of crap happened. And, yeah, that's so we can go cover what's happening. But, if, you know, they had their way. Look, oh, armored truck, right-winger armored truck attacks peaceful demonstrators.
This is CNN. Closed caption provided by Atlantic, the heart of closed caption communication.
So here we are, my friends. That's, and you know, you'd ask yourself with a headline like that, well, that's ridiculous, that's gaslighting. Well, that's actually what they do. Remember, a truck in Kenosha killed five people, or six people finally died, one of them a three-year-old girl, and injured over 50. But it was a out-of-control SUV. No, it wasn't an out-of-control SUV. He didn't like white people. Because Black Lives Matter, run by George Soros, told him that white people were bad. And so he went and found some white people and killed them. The truck didn't kill them. When somebody shoots you with a gun, the gun didn't premeditatedly kill you. It doesn't have a consciousness. The person killed you. And I know as an audience you get that, but imagine the left tries to gaslight us that when somebody kills somebody with a truck, it's the truck. And when a criminal shoots people, it's the gun's fault, and it's all gun owners' fault. When some crazy Adderall Prozac head that plays shoot 'em up video games all day goes into a school and kills a bunch of kids, it's your fault. It's my fault because they said so. No, we reject that. We reject you. We reject the Soviet communist fascist model of where, oh, the guy down the street from you didn't pay his taxes, so we're going to make you go to the gulag for 6 months or a year. That's how it worked in the Soviet Union. Or maybe you get killed. Or maybe the local secret police want to have sex with your hot wife. And if you don't let them have sex with your wife, you're going to go to the gulag. And after he has sex with your wife, he says, you know, I need my garden tended. I want you over there Saturday morning to pick up all the weeds, clean it up, and get it ready for me. You like to live like that? Well, that's how you're going to be living under the New World Order. Want to let them, you know. You like how that works? You like how that operates? Because that's the world that these immoral monsters are involved in, and that's the world they want to sell us. So, Ottawa City officials, police label trucker convoy as terrorist insurrection. Gee, wonder where they got that idea in the official government plans now in the U.S. saying protesting lockdowns is terrorism. Same thing in Australia, same thing in New Zealand, same thing in the U.K., same thing here. But all over the world, the people don't care. And so, oh, what are you going to do? Arrest 100,000, 200,000 people? What about a million gathering in Australia at Cambria right now? Ottawa mayor declares a state of emergency. Well, they put us into the emergency to take our rights and freedoms. So listen to the purest projection I've ever seen in my life. Because everything that the city council is talking about, there's a whole hour long of it, but this is just 2 minutes, is what they're doing. They're locking us down. They're making us depressed. They're saying we're not essential. They're bankrupting us. They're saying we all carry a virus, and so we're all terrorists, have to be tested by them with their fraudulent PCR tests, and we've all got to take their shots, and they're not going to let us out or do anything till we do, or they'll put us in jail. That's all happening. That's bills introduced here. It's the law in Austria. It's happening now in Canada. This is pure evil. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. It ain't coming. It's here. And I felt like I just fell off a turnip truck last week. I told you decades ago about these plans. And Operation Lockstep 11, 12 years ago. It's here. And the good news is people are getting it and understanding it. It's a new type of war. We took time for folks to get caught up, but now people are getting it. And the globalists are panicking. So they're going to hit the kill switch, the power outages soon. Here's the video.
We are on day 8 of this occupation. Our city is under siege. This group is emboldened by the lack of enforcement by every level of government. They are terrorizing our residents, torturing them with incessant honking, threatening them and preventing them from leading their lives. People cannot go to work or open their businesses. They cannot sleep, walk, shop, go to medical appointments, or enjoy their neighborhood. This group is a threat to our democracy. What we're seeing is bigger than just a city of Ottawa problem. This is a nationwide insurrection. This is madness.
Let's stop right there. We're going to come back and play the rest of this to start over. This is the biggest gold mine I've ever seen. I mean, they wouldn't let people go to medical appointments. They shut down all the small businesses. Churches are still shut down in many areas. They're arresting preachers. And she sits there and talks about what they've been doing to us for Klaus Schwab to bankrupt small businesses, cause massive depression, make us take deadly shots that give you blood clots, heart attacks, and cancer. And then she's up there, oh my gosh, they're honking their horns, they're not doing what we say. I mean, we're just proving that we're the masters over them and running everything, and they don't like it. I mean, I'm a big liberal. I wear purple glasses, so I'm trendy, I'm cool. I'm wearing brightly colored glasses. So Hitler wore really, you know, Hugo Boss sharp uniforms. They were scary. But as long as it's a woman with frumpy pink or purple glasses, or it's Tim Cook going, oh, I'm gay, it's fine if they run death camps. It's fine if they force inject. Because it's a woman with snaggle teeth and purple glasses. She's your boss. Go in your house and die and just shut up, they're telling us. And we're like, nope, sorry. And she's so upset. You were supposed to do what she said.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I linked through to the White House, and I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. Biden administration to fund crack pipe distribution for racial equality and to make sure that blacks and whites are both given crack pipes by the government. I guess because it's a CIA invention and product, I guess that's a good idea for them. You see, you read this, you're like, what? Well, yeah, they already let the fentanyl be shipped in. They already say MS-13 is all God's children. This is not a joke. This is part of the demoralization. I mean, you already accept that men are women and women are men and that five-year-olds can sign up to have their genitals cut off by age seven. I mean, a kid can't have an adult convince them that, hey, you want liquor, right, kid? Hey, you want heroin, right, kid? You go to jail for that. But, oh, hey, kid, you want to cut your balls off? Here, just sign up here. Your parents have no say. And we'll get a judge to order it when you're seven. We'll cut those right off for you. You see, this is when behavioral psychologists who themselves are completely mentally ill are running things, and they just want to demoralize you and break your will. And that's why because that makes them feel powerful. You know, you want to hike up a mountain or you want to go out in the freezing cold and, you know, really do a good hunt and shoot your own food and butcher it and eat it because it's a satisfying human instinct. They see that as evil and sick. But if you want to derange children and you want to screw people up, well, now that's powerful. That's messing up people. And they know how they're doing it, and they're in charge of it, and they've got all the dirty tricks. And these are sick people, folks. By the way, this is not The Onion. This is not Babylon Bee. I love Babylon Bee, by the way. This is not the Bee. This is real. I'm going to cover that coming up, man. You know what's crazier than handing out crack pipes? So I just said that. You know what's crazier than handing out millions of dollars worth of crack pipes? War with Russia. Thought I'd just throw that out there. We got more news on that coming up. Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, is going to be joining us. Man, I got to tell you. It's just unbelievable. Even all this news is just totally insane. Got a former BlackRock executive coming out saying that the evidence is coming in that there is mass death and casualties. They can see it in their actuaries because they own a bunch of insurance companies. That's the biggest company financially in the world. I mean, we're just completely screwed. We are literally living through them, killing us, and then normalizing it. Look at this headline out of the Standard in the UK. Up to 300,000 people faced heart-related illnesses due to post-pandemic stress disorder, warned physicians. That's why there's been an extra 300,000 myocarditis and heart attacks. That's a conservative number. That's why it's doubled. Yeah, right. I mean, you can't make this up, man. But that's the thing about followers is they follow. They do what they're told. That's why those of us that are alphas and are leaders, not twisted alphas like these Satanists, but real alphas, protectors, have to get informed, have to get involved, have to get aggressive. Because you can sit there and look at the sheeple and say to them, well, they're a bunch of idiots, they deserve to die. And now you're kind of becoming a Malthus, you're becoming a eugenicist. We don't get out of this if we don't lift everybody up. So the globalists want to kill a bunch of poor, dumb people? Well, I want to see them off the planet. How about they get their own spaceship, our technology's that advanced? How about you just leave? That would be nice. So you just go off of yourselves. That's called hell. All the evil people together. And we just bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here. We'll just maroon you over here on this planet. How about that? Oh, I guess that's who we already are. I guess we already are those bad guys. And we're here to work through this, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what's going on here. And I want to go to the next level. And we're not going to do that nuking each other. That's called game over. That's called losing the game. We don't want to do that, do we? Let's go back to just the greatest example of projection. For those that don't know about psychology, and most of you do, projection is where you say other people are doing what you're doing. And this is what unconscious people do constantly. They're having anxiety about their own life. They have anxiety about your life. They can't run their own life. They want to run your life. They're trying to oppress and control you. They will tell you that you're oppressing and controlling them. And they won't debate it with you when you want to talk to them. They'll censor you. They'll shut you up and then talk about how if you say they're wrong, that's censorship. No, me disagreeing with you is not censorship. You trying to silence me is censorship and is a hallmark of society going over the edge of the cliff. So here is the over-the-top from the beginning. Just 2 minutes of the hour-long video I watched last night or yesterday afternoon. Here it is.
We are on day 8 of this occupation. Our city is under siege. This group is emboldened by the lack of enforcement by every level of government. They are terrorizing our residents, torturing them with incessant honking, threatening them and preventing them from leading their lives. People cannot go to work or open their businesses. They cannot sleep, walk, shop, go to medical appointments, or enjoy their neighborhood. This group is a threat to our democracy. What we're seeing is bigger than just a city of Ottawa problem. This is a nationwide insurrection. This is madness. We need a concrete plan to put an end to this now. To date, we have taken all of the actions requested of us. Chief, I have called this meeting to
Chief,
ask one...
Pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. They hate the police. They hate the FBI. They hate the CIA. They hate the military because they're threatened by the old alpha system. But now it's there, so now it's like, go get them, attack them, martial law, they're terrorists. I'm a general now, chief. Go out, yes, go out and arrest people. Yeah, use the military on them. See how that goes. You guys are just inches away. But see, the offshore banks know that, and they want to wreck Canada and the U.S. That's how they want to take us down, you dumb, stupid witch. You were put in power because you're an idiot, because you carry this out, you moron. You're carrying out the Great Reset. That's a post-industrial world, you chicken neck witch. You don't even know how to wipe your ass, much less farm. You couldn't take care of yourself. You're helping burn down our house around us with you in it, you stupid dumbass. Excuse me. Go back to this moron.
We need a concrete plan to put an end to this now. To date, we have taken all of the actions requested of us. Chief, I have called this meeting to ask one specific question in accordance with the Police Services Board mandate, which is to provide adequate and effective policing to the citizens of Ottawa. And a reminder to all, the definition of adequate and effective policing means all of the following functions provided in accordance with the standards set out in the regulations, including the standards with respect to the avoidance of conflicts of interest and with the requirement of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Human Rights Code. 1. Crime prevention. 2. Law enforcement. 3. Maintaining the public peace. 4. Emergency response. 5. Assistance to victims of crime.
Turn it off. I can't let, you know, the left there as well is trying to defund the police and take full control of them. And they're the ones letting Black Lives Matter burn down cities and stuff. And then she's just telling them, for their rights, you must not let them peacefully protest. Because they don't want to be locked down and have deadly shots to be able to have their jobs. Oh, yeah, Trudeau, you will not be allowed to go to the grocery store. You'll not be allowed to go to the mall, to church, to anywhere. And the police go in the churches now and want vaccine cards or you're arrested. They say 5 or more people are not allowed to be in your house. That's North Korea, you chicken neck monster! And just because you're wearing a blue shirt, you're a woman and have snaggle teeth, doesn't mean you're allowed to make us your slaves. If you were wearing an outfit like Hitler, he was letting you know, I'm in the military, I'm an alpha male, I'm going to kill your ass. We're like, you're not going to kill our ass, we're going to get you. But you people, turtleneck sweaters, liberal, they're criminals. They're attacking us. Wake the hell up, people. Be my slave. Don't ever leave your house. Let me put deadly Pfizer shots in you. Do what I say. Take a vaccine passport. Let me track everywhere you go. No! No, 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 no! And we salute the Canadians. Everybody else is standing up. Separately, I need funding. Plus, you need to get prepared. And we're ready to ship you high-quality, storable food right now. And if you don't get storable food the way the world's going, you need to check that box off preparedness. You're nuts. It's the best food at the lowest price you're going to find for quality food. It's what I chose for my family many years ago. They've been a sponsor 13 years. They've been around 15 years, 16 years now. They're the biggest company in the U.S., probably in the world, because they're the best. Infowarsstore.com, 25% off, best deal. They haven't done this in 4 years. It ends on the 13th, so it ends in a few days. So you got till the end of the week to basically get this. Infowarsstore.com or preparewithalex.com. And, you know, I thought it ended last week because we're going to sell out of it, but they kept the thing up. So today is the last day to get 40% off on the multivitamin, whole food multivitamin, and the super vitamin C with zinc, 40% off. And X3's back in stock. It's 50% off. That's our new big sale. So it's all available, and keep us on air and get a T-shirt and fight the new world order. Infowarsstore.com. Take action now!
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.